Page Samach Dalad, which is Ois Dalad. Page Samach Dalad, Ois Dalad. Now really, this would require another 3-4 shiurim, and I didn't plan it out properly. I planned it out according to how it was in the old days when I was here for the whole summer. So a little bit here and there I'm going to say outside, and the end, which is more geared to the union of Shabbos, we're not going to have time for. But I'll try to condense as much as possible, and we're going to move very quickly. It's very important and very beautiful. Eis Dalad. Avinu shebishamayim, v'ritza shenachza u'nishani la'atzmenu, v'nagil es machshavaseinu li'as osit v'ri'as atayiv. We've been learning until now that it's the rotzen of Hashem that we should constantly review this and to focus on this, to be osuk b'ri'as ha'toiv, to occupy ourselves with seeing, with focusing on toiv, on good. B'ri'as milus, to focus on the milus of each and every person, not only each person, but each time of our lives and each place that we're in. V'loy lahatil doifi v'chisaron v'chol davar, not to look for the chisaron, for what's wrong with anything. Now, the Tzaddik here speaks about two nisyanis. The next couple of pages are about the first nisayin. In other words, the challenge, the difficulty in accomplishing this. We know that this is something that Hashem wants us to do. It's very hard. And what are the nisyanis? Aleph. This is the first one. Yesh oifen shiriyas achisorin vahazilzal enim noive machnes eza pu'ula amayse protiyim sha'oyset tzibur musulim oyochet musulim. Sometimes, the Tzimaya says, our negative way of seeing a person or seeing a group of people or a community has really nothing to do with any particular thing that they've done or that they're doing. In other words, when we speak about being down with chavzchus, the usual situation is somebody has done something that I really don't like. I don't think it's proper. I don't think it's nice. Or a group of people have done something that's not nice. And because of that, I have to try to see the good and overcome the negative feelings. But Tzimaya says very often, it's not because of any particular pu'ula. There wasn't necessarily anything that took place or something specific that you could point to that they've done. Elastam zilzel kloli. There's stam, this inyan, of being mezalzel, of looking down on people who are different, or communities or groups that are different, even if it's not a particular mice that happened to hurt your feelings. The second nisayin we're going to talk about in a couple of pages is when a person has hurt you, somebody has hurt you. But the first, what Tzimaya is talking about is, you weren't hurt by any person, by that person, or by any group of people. The stam is also. Why? Shehunasem maven al kol ha'olam. This person is a maven. He's a maven. He understands every chassidus, every yeshiva, every yeshiva, every rav, every rebbe, every group, every person. U'mezalzel b'manhig ploni. Therefore, he puts down this particular leader of a malkum torah ploni. He puts down this yeshiva, whatever it might be, or b'tzibur, or b'yachid, a community, or an individual. He doesn't even know that person, or if he knows him, it's not that that person has ever done anything to hurt him. He just doesn't like him. He's mezalzel. He considers himself to be a maven in who that person is, who that group is. Well, zet zarch l'shanik esay d'shezel mevinus v'lochachma. And we have to constantly remind ourselves, this is not a mevinus, and it's not a chachma. V'zarch l'es yageim ha'oyd b'zeh unmamish reisen shtike v'zich, to tear oneself to pieces. To remind oneself and to realize that this is b'chlal not an inyan of chachma, and that there's no inyan here of mevinus. Where does this come from? Where does this come from that I am constantly evaluating groups or people, yeshivas and so on? El mikar hashofel sheyeshbi comes from something low that's inside of me, a nekuda of shiflus, something low. Something that's wrong with me. That's where this is coming from. It's not a chochm and it's not a mevinus. Is that a chochm? Is that a chochm to be mezalzel, to be mevatel the whole world? There's no greater shtus. That's not a chochm. This is not a chochm. It's coming completely from that part of me that is pchisis, that is low, that I haven't yet corrected, I haven't repaired. Zemikarach negoim sheyeshli. I have certain negoim. In other words, even though that person hasn't hurt me specifically, or perhaps that group, or whatever it might be, that yeshiva, but there are certain negoim that I have. Shemikarachem ani roi negoim umatel doif b'achem. That because of my own blemishes, because of my own issues and problems, I have this habit of seeing what's wrong in others. And this often comes, he's speaking obviously about men here, he's speaking to men, that's who he was talking to. This often has to do with one's own personal affairs, specifically in the area of holiness and the difficulty with men, boys growing up and so on, that there is a negativity, a marashchair or something, even a certain level of depression that many of the boys have not succeeded in overcoming when they're growing up. And the way that this comes out, one of the ways that this emerges in their lives is with looking down, being negative about others, when the truth is they're very sick of themselves and they have a certain loathing of the self. And that loathing is projected onto others. She says, maybe choshech, which you don't see any of that we're talking about here, even though it is by, you'll have it by women too, but this certainly is not as extreme and is not as commonly found by women. This is much more with men. The other thing you'll talk, that's more nageya to women than men, but this is more nageya to men. She says, maybe choshech v'atzvus umiriris v'chamitzis. This in particular, meaning a young man's being careless or being weak in that inyan of preserving his own personal holiness growing up, that causes a person to become immersed in a certain darkness, a sadness, a bitterness. That hagarem is limsa b'chol dover rakis anakudas hashcheres v'hamuchu arayis. That has oftentimes an effect upon a young man in particular. This is not only with men, but in particular. Obviously, any person's failures can have this effect upon him. But especially when it comes to the boys growing up, that it covers everything with this dark cloud. And as a result of this, very often, they have a negative way of seeing everybody else. And this is one type of a nisayin, one type of a challenge, of a test in this inyan. Something that's not nogea to me at all. This person or this institution has never hurt me, has never done anything against me, and yet I have this levinus to know what's wrong with everybody. I also lira rak stam ani maven al kol ha'olam. I'm a maven when it comes to the whole world. Mezele maitzechein be'enai, v'ahu lo maitzechein be'enai b'chadayim. And nothing is maitzechein, nothing is pleasing to this person. He sees in everything and everybody something negative. As we learned last week, that Vayichan Sham Yisrael, that the Jewish people encamped at Har Sinai, and Vayichan is a lashon of chayin, which means that receiving the Torah requires for each and every one of us to properly receive the Torah and to be Jews, means Vayichan Sham Yisrael, to try to see the chayin in each Jew. Vayichan, to see the chayin. That each Jew should be might say chayin in the eyes of the other. Every single morning, when we get up in the morning, we say the Berachas HaShachar. So one of the first things we say in the morning when we make the brachas is we say Yivrech Hashem V'Yishmerach, right? We say the Berachas Kahanim. We say each Jew says it every morning. And that brings us back into the world of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, Ubanav Mi'irim Lanu Asakayach Shal V'Yichunecha. The Yichunecha means Shekulan Yimtzu Chein Ve'Einai. Remember who Aaron HaKohen was and what we were talking about. L'varach is Am Yisrael B'Ahava. But the Inyan of Aaron HaKohen is to see that which is lichtig in each person, which is beautiful in each person. Therefore, the bracha of Yoyer Hashem Ponav Eilecha V'Yichunecha, Yichunecha means on a deeper level that we're asking Hashem to help us see the chayin, the yichunecha, to see the chayin in each person. Vaz, And as a result of that, v'yosem l'chasholem, that will obviously bring to peace between Jews. Ha'odam zayich liyos sholem im kol ha'soiv av oisai. Peace doesn't only mean not to fight, it means being at peace with others, feeling when you're in the presence of others, feeling at peace, that that person doesn't get you worked up. You're at peace when you're in that person's presence, because you like that person, you see the good in that person. V'sholem im atzmai. And that requires you, obviously, to be, and that's what we're talking about now, shalom im atzmai, that a person should be at peace within himself. And the main cause of a person not being at peace with himself is averus, his faults, is the things that he's done in his life, the things that he has not repaired, the yetzaharas that he has not overcome. Ein shalom bat sohai, ein shalom benavshi, but a person doesn't have peace within himself. And because he's not at peace within himself, because in a certain way this individual loathes himself, therefore he now has these dark lenses, and that's how he sees everybody, through those dark lenses, through those negative eyes. Kulei shalom neshalva. Chazal HaKadoshim, on page Samach Dal, the left side, Chazal HaKadoshim, Aymer, Sheyesh b'chines oireach tov v'oireach ra. This is such an interesting interpretation of a Chazal teaching. I mean, it's not his own, it comes from the Svarma Kedoshim. Now, you know, Chazal have made a distinction between a person who's a good guest, an oireach tov, and a bad guest. There's a mitzvah of Achnas Zorachim, and sometimes you have an oireach tov, and sometimes you have an oireach ra. Now, what does that mean, an oireach tov in pnimis? An oireach tov and an oireach ra? Is it somebody that just helps to clean up? That's nice. He's somebody that offers his help, somebody that compliments the chef. That's also certainly very wonderful. But in pnimis, what does it mean, an oireach tov, a good guest, and an oireach ra, a bad guest? Oireach tov ma hu oimer, so Chazal say, what does an oireach tov always say? Kol ma shetarach balabais leitarach ele bishvili. Chazal identify who's the good oireach, who's the good guest. An oireach tov always says, wow, whatever the balabas did, whatever these people have done, this family, leitarach ele bishvili, it's all for me. Wow, it's all for me. Look what they have done. We're on Samach Dalet on the left-hand column. All that they're doing, like el bishvili, wow. Le'reach ra, Chazal say, what's le'reach ra? Mahu oimer, kol ma shetarach balabais, le'tarach el bishvilatzim. Nah, the balabas, whatever he's doing, the balabais, he's doing for himself. He's doing for himself, so he has some extra, he gives my day. But really, really, it's for himself, with the show off, but it's not really for me. So that's how Chazal make a distinction between a good guest and a bad guest. The good guest says, everything is for me, and the bad guest says, nah, it's all for themselves. So this is very strange. If we look at this superficially, ha'ireach ra tzodek. Ha'ireach, the oireach ra, is very good likelihood that he's right. Shavei loyma darvam daf ki b'yehudi kazesh v'stam yoyim v'hir karol abeis ha'ireach v'heichen rak b'shvilei sudam yuchedes. We're not talking about a person who went looking for somebody who needed help and went and brought a person in and sat down and prepared especially just for him a breakfast, just for him a dinner. We're talking about a usual situation. You make yourself a Shabbos and the kare is a rechel beis, so you're nice, you invite also, there should be an areach, a guest. The truth is, really he's making Shabbos or Yontif, and he's preparing for his family. Baruch Hashem, yesh lo b'shefa, and he has, thank God, plenty. Ve'enenu meichin monas b'digduki aniyis chashashom, and he's not so poor that he has to carve out the exact portions just for his family. Uchshem igiyah eza ireach, yesh lo memeilam aleachov. So, he also has for guests, he has extra, and he's able to invite guests and to have company. Vim kein ha'ireach ratzadeik, l'chayra. The oireach, who Chazal called oireach ra, the bad guest, is right. He called mashatarach balabayis l'tarach ala b'shviloi. Really, the truth is that he's making a Shabbos, he's making yontiv, it's for himself, it's for his family. And I'm also included, but it's not really for me. The Erech Toiv looks to us like some sort of an idiot. He's sitting there are 12 people at the table, let's say. And he looks around, and there are 5 courses, and beautiful dishes, and everything is set. And this Erech Toiv says, wow, they really put out a big thing just for me. Just for me. Wow. So he looks like a butler, like he's some sort of an idiot. Shein Maven Mahavaya Sahim doesn't understand how things are in the world. He looks like a person that's completely preoccupied with himself, that he's deluding himself to thinking that these people put out a whole thing just because of him, and who is he? And the way he looks at the world is that the things that people are doing in their own home to prepare meals for their own children, he looks at that, that's also for him. So everything's for him. So what does it mean? When Chazal said, an Erech Toiv, an Erech Ra. Remember, we're all Orchim, right? We're all guests at the Rabbi Shalom's table. What does it mean, an Erech Toiv, and an Erech Ra? Also, the word Oireach is the word Orach, Orach Chaim, which means a path and a way of life. Orchis Chaim. What is it? There's something here that's much deeper than Chazal are teaching us. Ela Shabir Bezeh, so he explains, we spoke about this last week. The Chazal used a very strong lashon for a person who's an ingrate, somebody who's ungrateful. He's called a koifer toiva, or bit toiva, or kafui toiv. He mean the lashon koifer we learned is very strong. It's like a person who is a heretic. He's koifer bit toiv. On the other hand, we don't see that this person is engaging in any heresy, and yet he's called a kofer b'toiva, or kafui toiva. Kafui toiva means somebody who is covering up. The word kofer means to cover and hide that which is good. Kamashi divine law. This is what we're learning. Ha-toiva nimses. The truth is that toiv is everywhere. The world is filled with toiv. Everywhere we go, we're surrounded with good. That's what it means to be koifer b'toiva. It's a very, very deep problem that this person has. He is denying the toiv when Hashem Baruch made the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said toiv ma'ayd. And they say after all of the difficulties of creation, and they say after what Adam and Chava did, the terrible aveira on Erev Shabbos, and nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's a good place, everything is good, it's gevaldik. So koifer b'toiv means a person who does not see the toiv. He looks away from the toiv. He could, but he doesn't want to see it. Hatoiv nimseis, rakshu ein makir bo. That's what it means. He's not makir the toiv, to recognize the toiv. He doesn't recognize it. It's staring at him in the face. V'kofer bo. Kafui toiva is a lashon of kofer lasakli, to cover something up. He covers it up. He doesn't want to think about the toiv. He covers up. Even though there's something so good here, he covers it up. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. He doesn't want to see it because of whatever his issues are. He says, for instance, there's something which is commonly said among people. There's a very common thing where people, someone will say to somebody else, you know, anyway you're going to that place, you're going over there, would you mind doing your toivin and stopping into that store? At Bangkok you're going there, would you mind picking me up? Bangkok you're going. Ladach Marshal Emelai. For instance, out to Bangkok in the sale of Bar Park, right? There's some Yid that's leaving Eretz Yisrael, who's going to be in Bar Park. So the other Yid in Eretz Yisrael says, oh, you know, you're going to be in Bar Park. Tasli Tayyav Tiknuli Sham Aza telephone at Tape Khadaiva. Could you do me a favor, buy a telephone over there, or a tape recorder? It seems a little bit behind with that. Bukhshekhoiza may vilay masha bikish manu. And the guy comes back to Eretz and he brings him the telephone, he brings him the tape recorder. The person back in Eretz Yisrael doesn't feel a tremendous hakaras hatoiv. Why? Because he feels Harry Benkach. Hayashan, listen, the guy's in Bar Park anyway. What's the big deal to go into a store and to get me a telephone? He says, a Benkach, lohayla kolkach malasas. And he thinks, Benkach, the guy is not such a busy guy. What is he, so busy? He doesn't have time to stop into a store and get it to me? The Harry wants Amachay. Right, he welcome cotton. Well, anyway, this Yidnei doesn't realize it. He says, Bar Park's not such a big place anyway. He figures the stores must be open 24 hours, right? The stores are open. Huh? Yeah, a parking spot, right? That could be the hardest thing of all. What is the big gewaldige taiva that this guy did for me, that he went to bar, into the store to get me something? But the truth is, this is what it means to be makir taiv. He says many times, the person who's asking for the taiva has no idea what's involved. He can't possibly lahakir kamatirchus. He doesn't even think about this. Kamatirchus v'yigias. Olo lo naisin ha-taiv alasis ima afilod avakotin zeh. How many tirchus this guy had to go through just to do this, what he thought was a little taiva. Would you mind just take this suitcase and today to yourself? You don't mind, I have my daughter's in seminary. You mind taking this suitcase anyway because you're going very light? You're just going for a chasta for 2 days? You're not taking, could you take my suitcase? On the carousel, off the carousel. With customs and then the daughter, she's not allowed to leave and he has to go to tax and he takes it there and he has to wait for down the steps to go in because the men's not allowed. It could be a whole chagadia until your little princess gets her suitcase. Bangkok, you're going to say, so you're not traveling heavy, you're going for 2 days for a house. Why can't you take a suitcase? You're not a nice person. What's the matter with you? Bangkok. And when the person comes back, it's not like you have a big hakarasa toiv. What was the big deal? I wouldn't do it for you. I haven't done it 1,000 times for people. What's the big deal? The truth could be that the store is not at all where he was going. Of course, that happens much when I just throw. And he went to the store, and the store was closed. Usually in America, if there are hours, the store's open. Of course, nice to sell, that has no bearing on whether the store is open or closed. Just because it says on the sign that it has hours doesn't really mean anything. It's anybody who's been there to sell knows. But still, very often it'll happen that the store says, we don't have it right now. Come back tomorrow. That happens anywhere. And it wasn't the exact model that the guy wanted. Maybe he didn't have cash, and that store wanted to give the cash, and he doesn't have cash. Why, it's sort of a little vice versa, he had to get cash from somebody. And Bechlal, the guy had unbelievable tears. He was over his head with stuff to take care of when he was in New York. For any of their clue. And the person who's sending him doesn't think about any of this. Everything is bankach. Anyway. Now he explains, what does it mean to be a good guest and erech tov? He says, Yehudi tzorech lias oreach tov. Every Jew has to be an oreach tov. What does that mean? Oreach tov meivin shloi tamid kishma'archim eisai zekol kach pashat. A good guest realizes that even though, yes, they have a family, and yes, they were going to make a Shabbos, and yes, they can afford it, but it's not always so pashut to have people over, and maybe not this particular Shabbos. So maybe there's something going on in the family, and maybe the Balabas had to discuss something with his children or with his wife. There was a certain inyan going on in the family. Or he hasn't spent any time with the children. He wanted to give over something to them that he needs to talk to them. It could be he's waiting for a long time to have this opportunity, whatever it might be. And because me, the guest, because I'm there, it makes it uncomfortable, and the Balabas and his wife cannot do that. It could be hundreds and thousands of things. I just saw, it was Reb Chaim Biska's yard site the other day. So I saw that his house was always open. And there were guests, all kinds of strange people in and out coming to Reb Chaim Biska all the time. So his son, the Biska Rav, Reb Velvel, said that when he was growing up, he hardly ever slept in his bed. He was always sleeping on a bench in the house on the floor because there were always guests. He said one time he came back from yeshiva, he was exhausted. He was learning so late, and he was thrilled because it's been such a long time. He actually had his bed, his own bed. The biskov had his own bed. So he lied down. He said he was there for 5 minutes, and some schlepper comes over and pushes him and says, what are you doing? This is my bed, Abba Chazak. In his own house. He says, what are you doing here? This is my bed. So biskov said he had to get up. He wouldn't dare. His father would never hear of it. He had to go on the floor on a bench. To ask what that means. Yeah. You remember that? I was just thinking about that before. Right, right. There was a guest that we were supposed to have, who we love very much. A guest was supposed to come from out of town. We had to move so many things around. This happened just a little while ago. We had to change so many things. Not just with us. We were supposed to be away Shabbos. And I don't usually go away Shabbos. And I had to change all these different things. We had to go through all these different Gilgulim and Galgulim in order that, and at the end, it was like a clinic, whatever. She said, no, her father would rather that she stay. You know, she's not coming. And a person, so that's even before the Ereach, even if the Ereach doesn't come, or even before the Ereach even comes. What we were going through with how many phone calls and different things that we had to take care of, the change, and how other people were also affected by the changes that we made. Just that we should be able to have this Ereach. These things happen all the time. He says, it could be, you don't know what that person's life is about. And it could be that there are many, many things, there are many difficulties that are involved. And of course, with the person, the Ereach Ra, what's his attitude? Always, Benkach u Benkach, Meile, what? They're having, they're putting out, so ask him in it. Benkach u Benkach. Shabayfin chitsoni eino nira klum, on the outside, and when the guest comes, it looks like it was simple. Umishu murgal b'midas ha-toiv. But this is the point. An Ereach Toiv doesn't mean the way we use the word a good guest. Ereach Toiv means a Jew who's Murgal in Midas HaToiv, who lives in the Midas that we're learning about. Toiv, in the Midas HaToiv. He's a Makir Toiv. He thinks about what Toiv this is hidden in what these people are doing for me. He's not a Kafui Toiv. He doesn't cover the Toiv. He tries to uncover the Toiv. Yadeya Makir B'chol Dover Es HaToiv. He sees and he recognizes in every single thing as HaToiv. U'margish be'emes, ki kol mashatarach balabayis leitarach el bishvili. And he feels be'emes, wow, these people have gone to such trouble for me. It doesn't mean that he's an egomaniac, that he thinks that they weren't going to have a meal without him, but the tirchus that these people must have gone through so that I should be able to be here with them. Kol mashatarach balabayis leitarach el bishvili. We read stories of tzaddikim. There was just this past Shabbos in the Mishpacha magazine about Merdei Gemaisa, the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe's yahrzeit was today, Monday. It was yesterday. It was Masseh Shabbos on Sunday. The Merdei Gemaisa, the Belzer Rebbe's Hakaras HaToiv. But we see stories of tzaddikim that when we read these stories, we say, all right, this is a little bit mugzam. This seems a little bit like far-fetched. Tonight is the yahrzeit of the stipler. Tomorrow is the yahrzeit of the stipler. So the stipler, he comes from a place called Herrenstipel. That's why he's called the stipler. So his father was a big chassid, a Ramatul Herrenstipel. It was a big rebbe, a Matl Hornstein. A lot of the literature don't know, and maybe they do know, and they don't want to remember that the stipel was a chassid. He came from chassidim. Yeah, sure. His father was a big chassid, Matl Hornstein. So, what? Ramatul Hornstein, Ramatul Hornsteipler, from Hornsteipel, Twersky. So you know that's a grandfather from Milwaukee, from Denver. That's the Mabatla Harenstein. He was a son-in-law of the sons of Rav. He was a goyin oilam, a tzaddik a goyin, Mabatla Harenstein. So, the stipler, even when he was old, and it was very hard to get into the stipler, especially when he was old, but even when he was hard. He didn't waste any time, and he didn't want to be busy with people coming and going. But any time, any Twersky, any Einikel from Harnsteipel came, it was like he had all the time in the world. And he used to say, do you know that your Zayde was my Sandik? The Harnsteipler, when the Harnsteipler died, the Steipler was 5 years old. Did he remember? Maybe he remembered him as a 5 year old, the Rebbe. But he had a Hakaras HaToiv that his father was a chassid of Matl Harnsteipel, and Matl Harnsteipel was my Sandik. And because of that, for the rest of his life, there wasn't anything he wouldn't do for any Harun Steifer, for any Einikel. There wasn't anything he wouldn't do. And there are many stories like this. This is the Tzaddikim. With the Belzer Rav, was the Meister. Over there, I think it was a whole long story. It was Kedai to see. But there was his family that when he was escaping, and he was in Budapest at that time. And there was a family that gave up their apartment, they gave up their house. And the Rebbe moved in there with all the Hasidim. The Rebbe moved in there with the Hasidim. And there was a family, the name is Reiner. And the Rebbe moved in there, Mamish. And this family had to go through very big difficulties and schlep across the whole town. And it was a large family. And then it was time for the Rebbe to run because the Nazis and Machshamim were already if they found out about him and he had to leave. And everybody was, it was a tumult to leave. And the Rebbe called together this family. He told everybody, all the chassidim, to leave and called together the family. And he went to each child and he gave to each of them a bracha. And he said to Rabbi Yosef, to the father, all of you are going to survive the war. All of you are going to survive. Everyone. And he said, what can I do for you? And Rabbi Yosef said, if it would be possible that we should get to Eretz Yisrael and if we have a little apartment in Eretz Yisrael, a basement in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be happy. So he gave him that bracha. A few days later, the Rebbe ran, a few days later, transport, the Kastner, the famous transport was leaving, and you know, on that transport were only the richest people, and some that had the taxi, the Sotnerov was on there, at Benson Steifel, but mostly there were very rich people, and not from people, mostly. So, and family from Kastner, the famous mice. Anyway, they were going, and they were supposed to end up to go to Eretz Yisrael. And there was no way, this person, Reiner, is a Malamed. There was no way that he could get, and he had, I think, 8 children. There's no way he's going on this train. He's walking the street, and I see this letter. A woman comes over to him and says, are you interested in going on the Kastner train? He said, I don't have any money. She says, just come up to my office. He goes up to the office, and then she asks, how many children do you have? He says, oh, no. So he says, I have 8 children, my wife, 8 children. So she fills out the papers. He didn't give any money. He doesn't have any money. He was on the thing. So years later, he made it. Years later, he came to Yerushalayim, when the Belzer was already in Yerushalayim, he came to him to thank him. And he comes into Belzer Rebbe, and he goes in, and the Belzer says, what happened? What happened to you? So he told him over the whole Maisa. And he says, I don't know this lady. I never met her, who she was, what she was. She gave me things. I went onto the train. So the Belzer Rebbe smiled, and he said, it never happened to me in my life that I should forget when someone did me a favor, that I shouldn't repay a favor. You gave up your apartment to me. There's no, you know, he smiled. He took care of it somehow. How the Rebbe took care of that, nobody knows. But he took care. There's no such thing that I don't pay back a favor. And this is a need that you see by the Briskers, all of them is very, very famous by them, that a doctor who helped a second cousin 50 years ago, you know, it's like they still, you know, call up to wish a good yontif. There's such a meter of it, you see, by the tzaddikim of a karus toiv, because that's the inin of a tzaddik, toiv, arnakain, always looking at the toiv, always remembering the toiv. There's no such thing. Benkach, what's the big deal? He's a doctor anyway, so he took care of him. There's no such thing as benkach. We have many stories like this. He says, until it looks like sometimes a little funny to us. Kamat tzaddik maflig b'akar satoiv. How big the tzaddik is in this inyan of akar satoiv. Shohoi makim toiv l'misha sabesh shal hatzaddik hisareach tam achet esol hasabesh l'yidei. So we know many stories like this. That once the zayde of this tzaddik stayed by the zayde of this person, he still has akar satoiv. That anything you come to ask him, he'll help you in a second. He'll do whatever he can to help you. By the Bava Rebbe Schusim, by Rav Shlomo Bava, I heard myself from people that there was a person that he was Mesamech after the war. The Rebbe was so happy to see a boy, a child after the Milchama, and he would come in every Purim, and there were thousands of people, and the Bava Rebbe told everybody, move over, and he would say to him, come here, Moshe is do, and he would bring him over to him and give him such a hug, and he said, this Moshe gave me such simcha after the Milchama. That's the midah tzaddik. Yes, la ezet toiva. Va'af al pishul asabah shal yehudi azeh. And if you would ask that person who had the tzaddik in his house, he would say, for me, that was the biggest kavod in the world that I had to have the schus to have a tzaddik in my house. That wasn't hard for me. That was my greatest pleasure. The kol chayev hayamagish hate the zeiches that should be in plenty zochel areches that tzaddik is a bebeisa. Adarav, the host remembers his whole life that he had that tzaddik in his house. That didn't take away in the slightest bit from the hakaras hatov that the tzaddik had, because this person's grandfather had his grandfather in the house. Whatever they could do in ruchnis and gashmis and toiva. So I feel the shemais are listening. Chamishim shana chatam could be 50 years ago. Ubamis shadav erishin nit palaita. Therefore, he says, we see this all the time. He says the Yetzer Hara will try to diminish the significance of the little tovus that people do for you, like it's nothing. Shiyudi oisel chaver lezalzel b'ham to be mezalzel like it's nothing. Loi lahakir toiv karoi, not to see the toiv karoi. And if you're such a person that you mezalzel in the small tovus that person did for you, ultimately, eventually, you come to be mezalzel in the big tovus also. You could be a person who altogether is ra, God forbid. You have a person who feels that the whole world is chayiv to him, the whole world owes him something, and the whole world is never yoytze. That's the meaning of an oireach ra. That's what Chazal say, that the way the Yetzirah works is that first it comes like a guest, and then eventually he becomes a balabayis. You begin by being an oireach ra. An oireach ra means that you have this thought, he's doing it for himself. Remember, that's oireach ra. Anyway, he has it for himself a Shabbos. Anyway, it's for himself. He's not doing anything for me. For me, the whole world is for me. That's my reachra. V'chachach nasa balabais, and then he becomes a balabais. What does it mean? That he thinks that everything is his, and everything is coming to him. Ula b'soif who shaylet lov l'gamri v'chesh shakulim chayav him lo. Everybody owes him. Everybody's chayav to him. V'aymim b'shem echad tzaddikim, and they say in the name of one of the tzaddikim. It's a famous thing. Shapam nichnas leizir, that the tzaddik came into a certain city. Umandu, you know, there was Misnagdim there to this tzaddik, and somebody, Zorak Olav Evan Gedoyla, somebody had the chutzpah to throw a rock at this tzaddik. V'omar, and the tzaddik said, I think they say from Yitzhak Vorka, but I'm not sure. V'omar, she'enam zoicha she'osul echem yeshvi hamokim toiva kol kach gedoyla k'may Evan hazu. And he said, that's funny. I don't remember ever doing such a big toiva for anybody in this town like that size of that rock that I got thrown at me. I don't remember that. Because to throw such a big rock, it would have to be only a person for whom I did a gewaldige toive. That's a kafui toive. Because that's how people are. It's not just to be kafui b'toive. That person's existence makes you uncomfortable because you know that person was good for you and did something for you, and you don't want to recognize that. The person doesn't want to acknowledge that and to recognize that. And therefore, he says, only a person, he says, I don't remember a person I did such a taiva for that I would have such a big stone thrown at me. This person, the Areach Ra, his Gomel Ra, Tachas Taiva, even though you did something for him, no good deed goes unpunished. The better the thing you did for him, the bigger the kafri taiv, and the angrier he is. The bigger the taiv you did for this person, the worse he gives you back. Now this looks like it's some sort of stam, a vart. The truth is, he says, that the Yetzer can bring to such a thing. Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara is like a fly. Hazvuv nitpal tomid l'mokam ha'sirchen v'hamiyas. A fly is always attracted to a place that smells bad, that's miyas. Hayetzer tomid nitpal l'nekudas ha'shcheres ha'mukhu arayis. When a person is a dark person, a negative person, the zvuv, the fly, is attracted to that person. And therefore he can come up with all kinds of crazy, concocted, negative things that have no bearing and no shaykhus to the truth about who that person is. But that's the way of a negative person, of a oireach ra. Yehudi nigash l'chaveh v'reitzel darbi ma'ezer regoin. Here's another example. Somebody comes to you and says, can I talk to you for a few minutes? Yi efshal b'chalal adas l'sha'a ma'ha ikuv hazeh shani ma'akev. And he thinks, why am I, I'm not bothering this person. How am I bothering this person? Pesamach vav derma. What am I causing him any kind of a delay? My wife is smiling. She knows, I have this, since I'm dealing with it, always with a tzibur, I have to say that this past tishbav too. I could be matziyam kibbutz, matzi tishbav. I'll have a bacher will come over to me. Sometimes not only a bacher will come over and say, do you have a few minutes to talk? Matzi tishbav. So say, my family, to have a heart to even think that this man has a wife and children, and grandchildren, that might be waiting for him. Or that maybe, he's just been talking for 12 hours on tishbav. Maybe he could use a drink of water. No. But this is all of the time. Constantly. When you're in a public position, you are often...
Public property.
What? Yeah. And it's a wonder, which you know, okay, I have to decide all these things, but that's not my point. The point is, it's a wonder. It's absolutely a wonder how each person thinks, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? I'll have that kesedah at a chasana that I can't sit for 30 seconds and the music is blaring and the person comes to talk to me about why the good people suffer and why bad people have it good. And I don't understand, like, I can't even to start screaming here at this or it'll be Shabbos to say good Shabbos, and then somebody standing there wants to talk to you for 10 minutes to tell you an idea that he had in the parasha, and there are 100 people that are waiting to say good Shabbos, and people are so completely, totally wrapped in themselves. They think, why would it be a problem at all? Well, I don't get it. Why would this be a problem? And if you point it out to them, it's not like they wouldn't say, oh, you know, I didn't realize. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But why don't you think about that? Why don't you realize that? Because the person lives in this world, and in this world that he's living in, everything revolves around him. And because of that, he doesn't think, well, become a koishi god, is the oil of oil darbering me. There's a way. Why is it a hard thing to talk to me? What's the problem to talk to me? Of course, that person always feels that my whole life depends on having this conversation, and all of my sidrations is going to change because of this. We once got a phone call years ago when we lived in Farakaway at 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a woman that called. I said, who are you? I don't know who she is. She's calling. What is it? She says, it's an emergency. What it could wait till the morning. She says, no, I have to look. What's the inyan? She says that I'm very upset that my sister-in-law is always showing me up. I feel that my sister-in-law is always trying to outdo me. And it's bothering me. I can't stand it. It's bothering me. So she'll call somebody up at 3 a.m. So that's the limud tzvus, right? So you're talking about a person who's not well. But in a much more modified way, a person can get so lost in himself that there are different madrigas of not being well. What all this person sees that all sidrei bereishis. He doesn't think that maybe for this person that he's being delayed, that he has to go someplace, he has to be somewhere, that is causing him agnes nefesh. It could be causing other people to wait agnes nefesh. This person might need to do something that he had an opportunity to take care of, and because you just say, hey, you don't have a couple of minutes, so that person is being held back. And let's say the person said, okay, and he spent a few minutes talking to him. Do you think that person then has a gevaldig hakaras hatayv? Usually not. He doesn't think, why benkach benkach? Well, a guy doesn't have 10 minutes. He doesn't have a half hour. He's usually not 10 minutes, he's only half hour. He doesn't have a few minutes. What's the big deal? He doesn't have a few minutes. Tzorach lakul l'sharis is haragosha shayetza machnis l'lev shemestami yesh l'poni zman yutar avuri. We must uproot this yetzahara that tells us, benkach, it always uses those words, this guy, why doesn't he have time for me? Mestami has time for me. Mestami, hu yoshev mitzapa, this person probably sitting his whole life waiting, mosa yadarbi inim, to have a chance to talk to a person like me. We have to get that out of our heads. And to be market toiv. Especially now where people are so crazy, so many things. Elias market toiv. Ulahargish kaseida. The chol darvis, nakudas hatoiv. And to feel in every single thing, to try to feel the nakudas hatoiv, the toiv that that person is doing. That what to be an areach toiv, that that person is tereach for me. He's going out of his way for me. He's taking a few minutes for me. He's so good. There's so much toiv. There's so much toiv, and just in that, there's so much toiv. I'll just stay outside a little bit. We'll skip to the second nakuda, which is very important. He says a beautiful thing. He brings from Rav Hirschl's at the Tshuva on the bottom, that Rav Hirschl's Tshuva points out that we take this for granted. It says in the Nusach of also Birchas Kahanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Right? And Hashem should turn his face to you. So he says that. It's an interesting thing. Yisa means to lift up. So if Hishol, as the Shavuot says, it sounds like the Pasuk is saying that a Jew is up there someplace, and we're asking Hashem, Yisa Hashem, Panav Elecha, may Hashem lift his head up to you. Where the obvious thing is that we're all the way down here, we're nobodies, and Hashem is looking down at us. So what's Yisa Hashem, Panav Elecha? So he says, that's the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, always, that's how Hashem, Yisa Hashem Panav means, is that by the Rebbeinu Shalom, a Yid is something the Rebbeinu Shalom sees the Toiv in a Yid. He looks up, Kivyachal. Isn't it beautiful? That Hashem looks up to a Jew. He sees a Jew as being his pride, a Jew being his Tefillin Shal Reish, a Jew being his Keser, being his crown. And therefore, Hashem looks at a Jew in such a beautiful way, he looks up to a Jew. Yisa Hashem, he lifts his eyes up to give a bracha to a Jew. That Hashem looks at the Jew in such a way. Now what's the second nakuda? Remember, this is the first chisaron. This is the first chisaron is an areach ra, even though that person might not have done anything to you. Other rabbi might have helped you, done something for you. You're kofri toiv, kofri the toiv. What's the second nakuda? The second nakuda, the first nakuda is more negeh to men, and of course women, everybody. But the second nakuda is usually a bigger, not always, but it's a bigger yetzahara by women than with men. But again, everybody has to struggle with these things. Then the kuda shniyahi, I say. The second kuda is, as I said, we can go like 10, 15 minutes over. If somebody has to go, they should go. Then the kuda shniyahi, yoisa muka. The second kuda, he says, is deeper. B'dover shachisorin hazen nageu pagayadi. This is when somebody has a problem, and as a result of that problem that that person has, I have been hurt. I'm insulted, I'm hurt. Humar freely sheyesh li tarumas al plaini. Ki lefamim yud yocholiyaz madrege kazu, shevemes humargish, shekola oilam toivim v'nefloim, avol kol ze adarega shepogu, adarega shepogu boi v'nogu loi v'ez nakuda. He says, sometimes the way that a person looks at the world is in a very positive way, not like the last guy. This person looks at things in a nice way. Everybody's gewaldig. The world is good. Unless that person has done something to me. Oy, 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 oy. Which means also, of course, one of one's kids or any klach. If that person has done anything to me, as you could speak about Jews as being terrific, and you love the tzaddikim and the yeshivas, and you're positive. Unless something here has hurt me or insulted me. But if that person has done something to me or has said something nasty to me or something that I don't like, or I did something for that person and that person was not makir taiva to me, I didn't get complimented, I didn't get thanked, I wasn't appreciated for this. Of course, there's no shia. Who knows? Rabbis in one's family, in the house, friends, B'chol mokim yesh anoshim she'achayim ligroim lo eiz agnes nefesh. There's no end. There could be a million things that a person causes you some sort of agnes nefesh. Do they know? In other words, even if they complimented you, it might not have been the shia that you expected. Even if you were appreciated, it could be you had a different musak of how appreciation should have been shown to me. It should have been in writing. It should have been with a gift. It should have been a gift with a ribbon. It should have been on the program of that dinner, whatever it is. And that could be, of course, in a family. This is mostly with people that you're close to. It happens more. We're living in a world where everywhere you go, wherever you are, there could be things that you're hurt or you expected better from someone that they should appreciate you or recognize you, and it didn't happen. And Zagmus Nefesh. There's a ma'ir in the Kudush of Terumas. This causes a Nakud of a Terumas, a Taina. Terumas is a Taina. A Kpeda. Hepech me'ahava v'shalva v'shalom v'reyes. The opposite of being at peace with people and being happy with people. This person also often knows that this would seem to be a kleinikite, and they want to look very, very good and very choshev. So even if that person says, oh, by the way, maybe I didn't thank you enough. So, no, of course. Mm-hmm. You don't need to thank me. And really what they're saying is, you miserable person, how come you never said anything to me? I'm waiting 6 months, and just because somebody reminded you, and, you know, things like this with a dray. But they always say, like, it's not like that. I'm happy to do this. It's my pleasure to do this. I don't want any recognition at all for doing this. Now we get into high gear. Here already, this is a different level of being down the kafsos, because here there's a specific person, and you have a taina, you have a kapeda. See, here there's an avoida, more of a particular avoida of down the kafsos. I feel like nidmali shosli eza avil. Now here, it seems to me very clear that this person did an avla to me. Did something wrong to me. Avla beruchnis of begashmis. And if it's something with religion, it could even be, you know, obviously it could become even a bigger avla if it's something that has to do with Yiddishkeit. Sheyetze boreket tanur. Here, the Yetzahara is burning like an oven. Loy lahagishis oyse ahava v'kir v'sheyesh nemikodim ito. To not to feel the same love and closeness that I used to feel for this person. It cools down that feeling of closeness. And you feel that sometimes it could be a friend, you thought it was a very close friend, and the person's not talking to you, kitmol shel shayim. They're not talking to you the same way, and you don't understand. And you find out from a friend, like 6 months later, after the person hasn't spoken to you, it's because of some inyan that you didn't remember, the chayisla. These things, kepedis and tarulis, that our community is saturated and dripping with these inyanim. And the person thinks, how could this person have done this to me? And starts to get bigger. And starts to grow a long beard and tayis. It becomes a whole big Indian. How could that person have done this to me? And in your head you use this very dramatic lashonis. Could it be such a thing after what I've done for that person? What I've done, what all that I've done for this person? You can't feel the same love or the same closeness that you felt for that person in the past. You can't be lama schus. What if it's a person who has done this, which most people say this isn't the first time, by the way. That's the famous nusach. You think this is the first time? No. There's a pattern. How long do you know the person? 50 years. How many times? At least 3. There's a pattern like this. Even though it could be 50 years of ahava, of toivis, of gutzkai, this could be with raising children. Children could have all kinds of dimyonis with their parents, of ra, of shlechtkai, all kinds of things. When the parent is mashpia toiv, his whole life, her whole life is toiv, ach toiv, v'chesed. And the kid has a thing for the parent, these dimyonim. It's unbelievable. Kol hazman, sarach lishbaris atz melias mavel midoysav. that you feel, wow, this person, every minute I'm with this person, I have to be marv on this mida, you know, to try to be, it's so hard for me not to think of what this person has done to me. It's very hard. You feel, I don't know, how could I be danakavschus? I can't be danakavschus. It's not only once, it happens many times. Even though you're chazer in your head many times and you say, well, you know, I guess that person is really not, it's not his fault. He doesn't have that sensitivity. He doesn't come from that kind of a family. And so on and so forth. And the truth is, I'm sure he didn't mean, I know this person, he's not a bad person. I'm sure he didn't mean to insult me. He didn't mean to hurt me. And even if he did this one time hurt me, but he has so many wonderful characteristics, he's so many wonderful milas. So you know all these things inside your head. And you know what? It could be I'm mistaken about the whole Indian. And you say all of these things in your head. What about my own faults? And he's my friend, and he's served me all these years, even though I have many more faults. Doesn't help. That feeling still creeps in. The guy did something bad to me. It's a koev. And it hurts me. I can't get past it. You can live in a tired disaster, means in a contradiction. On the one hand, my seichel tells me that I should be marchal this person. I know the person for years. I'm marchal the person. It still bothers me. And as I'm officially marchal the person, and I'm letting go of it, but it still hurts me. It's very hard in this situation. But down the kafskos a few more minutes. The eitzah to deal with this is l'shan and kaseidus in a pnimi shamav amidai. So is the chazer over and over kaseida. The greatness, the greatest mid of all midas, which is what to be marvel midaisav, for a person to be marvel midaisav, to let go. Vayas Cain Aaron, that was the mid of Aaron. Vayas Cain Aaron. Aaron always said, "Oh Zion, Cain." He brings this later on. Vayas Cain Aaron. What does it mean? Aaron did what Hashem told him. But the tzaddikim said, "Vayas Cain Aaron" means that whatever it was, Aaron always made. Vayas Cain Aaron, he made it good. He was marvin his meat. Shabem is calling Yoni Agnes Nefesh Bachalish Zadash, Shavinish Bishwam Shalachli. The truth is, and this is a very important Nakuda, we'll just finish with this in a few minutes. The truth is, in Pnimius, that any drop of Agnes Nefesh and Chalish Zadash that I go through in my life is a matonis and the flows and Avinish Bishwam, is a wondrous gift from a Kaddish Baruch. Ubam is Lobiglash of Plenya Armalikach, Osalikach. And it's not, and he said, the truth is, it's not because this person said that, or this person did this. That I have to live with this machshava, kol ma'ad rachman, that Hashem is Baruch is doing this to me. And everything that Hashem is Baruch does to me is latav, is toiv, is good. Like Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers. They were afraid he was going to kill them, right? And Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, le'atem shalachtem esihenu. Whatever got into your heads, yes, Cain, whatever you had, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't send me to this place to Mitzrayim. Hashem is Baruch sent me. Hashem Amalei Kalel, also with David HaMelech. Elohu Lahepach Mamish Shekeven Shavini Shabishayim Reitzel Ashpili Eze Teve Ruchnis Abagashmias. The truth is that any time that we go through Nisyanis, we go through difficulties in life, Hashem is mashpia to me a toiv, an opportunity. In other words, through somebody that's causing me difficulties or problems, somebody that's making me feel good, someone that's hurt me or insulted me or forgotten me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me an unbelievable gift, the gift of that opportunity to be marva al midaisai, because if I'm marva on my midah, it brings the biggest hashpos into my life, into my family's life, into my children and grandchildren, asof kaladot. The Reitzel Zachich Eisi and Hashem is purifying me. Liaz Roy Lekabel HaMatanet, that I should be Roy to receive this gift. Lechein Hu Mazmel Li Matanesh Niyachal Liaz Marval Midaisa. Therefore, since Hashem wants to give me more panasa, more children, more happiness, more good things in my life, He needs to get me ready. And the way that Hashem gets us ready for those gifts of life, for the wonderful things that we want in life, He gets us ready by giving us an opportunity to purify ourselves through moments and experiences of being mavya al midaisai, of not having a kpeda with another Jew, of not being makpid, of letting go, of vayaz kein aaron. Liyaz shmata, liyaz midba, shakol dashna love. That a person makes himself ro'i for Hashem's gifts. There's no greater way to make oneself worthy of Hashem's chesed. And that's why this itself is a chesed, than making a person to be a midba like a desert. Shakol dashen alav. Reim echad liyas li shum dovera v'yili klal nesianis alalu. If everybody treats me perfectly, and if nothing goes wrong in my life, and everybody is so nice to me, and everybody's gevaldig, and I don't have any nesianis at all with other people, we miss this opportunity, because the truth is every nisayin in this inyan of ben am l'chavero, and all the people we meet in the course of a day, and all the people we meet in life, and all those difficult people who give us or good people, whatever it is, that are causing us difficulties, it's mamish a chefset the mitzvah. It's like somebody sent you an esrig. Chefset the mitzvah esrig shall mavra al midaisai. It comes in a package, mavra al midaisai. That's what it is. Hashem is giving me an opportunity to be mekayim this greatest avoda of being mavr al midaisai. The truth is, the Chavos of Avos, all the tzaddikim say that when someone does something that's not nice to you, the truth is you should send them a gift. If you really understood what that was for you, you would send them a present. Through him I have this gevaldig zchus to be mavr al midaisai. Whatever his inyan is, that he did something that's not nice, that's between him and Hashem. That's not your inyan. It's between him and Hashem if he did something that was wrong. That's not your business. Your business is, I had an opportunity to be mavr al midaisai. If I realize what that does for me and for my family, then I would send this guy a gift. Shuzim liyod is a chefset de mitzvah. That he gave me such a beautiful esrig. That because of what this person did, and I'm being able to marva on my midas, and now I'm able to have the gevaldige hashpa, the shefa of all kinds of good things that Hashem is preparing for me that I wasn't worthy of having until I broke through this inyan and I gave up this kpeda and I gave up this taina and I was easy and I let go of it. He said, look, my brother, do you know how many tovus these people who are giving you a hard time, do you know how many tovus, hametzarim ha'ischa, the ones who are causing you difficulties, v'machlishim da'itachu, who are causing you chalishas das. He says, do you know how much tovus they're doing for you? The commander says, you should send them presents. Well, maybe shabal shemtiv, b'chol koicha, your oisit tovus, the kol mishi hitziklai. The Baal Shem Tov would try to do for anybody who did who caused him aggravation, the Baal Shem Tov would try to do Tovus. And the bigger the problem that the guy caused for the Baal Shem Tov, he would do bigger Tovus for Baal Shem Tov. You have to say to yourself over and over, the Agnes Nefesh, Bein Kach, I was going to have this Agnes Nefesh. Who loves me and he wants me to be worthy of receiving his kindness, and therefore he gave me this opportunity to be marva on my midas. Instead of just having stam agnes nefesh by tripping over a rock, even though people sometimes yell at the rock and curse the rock, but that's silly. So instead of just tripping over a rock instead somebody threw a rock at me. So it's a different thing. So he says, That it seems to me, I was going to have an Agnes Nefesh anyway. I was going to lose that money anyway. I was going to have this problem anyway. But now it came in this package that it seems to me that it's because of that person. So now Hashem is giving me an opportunity, what? Of being marva al midaisai, because there's a reason for it. In other words, I have a time against it. I could have a time. I have a reason. I have an explanation. But it's that guy that caused me this problem. It's not a rock. It's not the economy. It's this person. What? So that's an opportunity of being marvel midaisai. For uchalavet is bari ba'avayd the kedusha neflah lechazik es atzmi, and I can be over Hashem's gevaldig avayd the mechazik esav kli atem shlachtem icy him, like Yosef Atzadik said to his brothers, you weren't the ones who sent me here. You can't do anything. Only the Baruch Shalom is the one that allowed you to do that. And whatever it is, put that idea into your head. And if he didn't put that idea, it's your own Bechir, whatever that is. That's your union with you and Hashem. But did it happen to me? Then Hashem's Baruch sent to me. Therefore, that person who was causing me even Keseder, Agmas Nefesh, Hayumamish Zakesh Magalgam Leod, Keseder Kalyam, Schuyas Avuri, like the Baruch Shalom would do Tavis to that person. It's a famous maysa. I'll tell to you outside soon enough time that the neshchaz, the big tzaddik, the big rabbatul neshchaz. So he had a maysa with him. There was a yid that was going to Eretz Yisrael, and the neshchaz, he had a big inyan with tzitzis. He was very, very big with tzitzis, and he was so excited. He asked this yid, "Could you bring me back a talis cotton from Eretz Yisrael?" So Yid was terech and went to and this Yid brought him back an upper canvas from Eretz Yisrael. Fine, the Rebbe was so excited, the neshchus to have a talis cotton from Eretz Yisrael, and meaning to have the material that was brought from Eretz Yisrael. And one of the chassidim volunteered that he would cut the whole, he would prepare it and make it into a talis cotton. That was the Rebbe, I guess, who put the tzitzis on, but that the chassid, to give the schus to the chassid, that he should be able to cut the material. So in his excitement, Nabuch, it's a terrible thing. It's a famous maisa. In the excitement, the chassid cut twice. He made two holes. He made two holes. And what do you do? The talis cotton has two holes. It means there's a hole to put your head in, and there's nothing as that. So, it might not even be kosher. So he made a talis cotton like this. Look at the next page. So, what happened with the maisa? So it says that he was terrified to go to the Rebbe. This whole thing that the Yid went to Eretz Yisrael and brought, another Yid went to Eretz Yisrael and brought the talis cotton for the Rebbe, and they were so excited to have a talis cotton from Eretz Yisrael, and he went and he ruined it, and he made two, let's look at the fourth line, Vomalat Tzadik, on the third line. So Tzadik said to him, Ki toiv ma'oit, sa'osh shnein the kavim, oh, it's so good that you made two holes in this talis cotton. Shebe'emes kach tzarech liyas, shnein the kavim, the talis cotton. The truth is that a talis cotton should have two holes in it. That's what he told him. He's a mamish nifla. Shalosa came. He said, "It's gavaldik. You did for me a tayva." V'lahaven a Yehudi hazeh shnein the kavim the base of tzava betalas cotton hudvar mishloisha matma idem oizem erlov ulei zayich atesha tati megaloi rosin de rosin shalos galo lahariza v'lei lavashash. He says, "Maybe there's some secret in Kabbalah that the Rebbe's going to tell me why there's a good thing to have two holes in the talas cotton." Kavan chadosha b'sei that sees talas cotton should certainly shnein the kavim betalas. So what did the tzaddik tell him? So he says, he says, for us, here's Balei HaTzadik. You know why it's such a gewaldige talis cotton? I'll tell you why. Nekev echad tzarech lebeis etzarev. I need one hole for my head to put the talis cotton on. V'nekev achet tzarech lenasis es madchila em yichas. And the Rebbe said, and the second hole was to test madchila, meaning myself, if I'll get angry. And that's what I needed. That's what I needed. It's mordig emaisa. And that's what I needed. It's gewaldig. There's a lot of things you can learn from this maysa. But as far as what we're learning, it's the midah tzaddikim to see in every single thing toiv. It's a nikra Yehudi toiv. That's why rabbis were always called gitta yidin, right? A rabbi was called a gitta yid. A gitta yid. That's how tzaddikim were called, a gitta yid. Yehudi shlem istakla oilam shkafayim shchayris. A gitta yid doesn't look at the world with dark glasses. Ella adrabba, hakol toiv, the nifla, everything is toiv, everything is nifla, umeyer, the sameach, and everything is gewaldig. Just I'll say a few things outside. He talks about, you know, just the aces. He says when a person is a misragel, when a person is mechazik himself to think this way, toiv on every single thing. He says that has a tremendous hashpa on the entire family. He says we're all worried about raising children; they should be good Jews, they should be good people. And he says that in a house, he says the surest way to raise lichtige kinder is in a house where the children see that the parents are always saying good, and they see good in everybody. He says, but in a house where you have parents where they see shachar, black, and ra, and bed, and every single thing, he says that has tremendous hashpa on all of the children. He says, therefore, you see with these children that are raised in that house, Then if they go someplace and it's not 100% to their liking, they say, I can't stand this place, I don't like this place, this is not good for me, how could I be in such a place? Or this person, they don't like these people, they don't like this place, they're very particular about everything. And he says, that comes from the parents, but the parents saw in everything, they looked at everything with a microscope, with a magnifying glass, and they saw in everything problems and faults. So he says, then you wonder why the children, they always are bala chasaron, they're always, wherever they go, they're always finding chasoinis, and then afterwards when they're married, this is not good, and that's not good, and this is bad by the husband, this is bad by my wife. Or when they go in this place, or this house, or this time in my life, he says, all of that, he said, is the hashpah that comes from the life of a person who's, in this way, is like a mitzoyra. Mitzoyra is moitzi ra. From those parents who are constantly bringing out the ra. They're bringing out the ra in everything. The opposite of this is the midah of yas kain aaron. And therefore, if you just look on page ayin, turn the page to page ayin, not much, another 2 minutes. He says at the end of all of this is that if a person lives this way, it has a tremendous, besides everything how it affects his life and his own health and his relationships with other people, at the end it has a tremendous impact upon his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look in the right column on page Ayin, like 10 lines up. Avinu Shel B'Shamayim Hu Melech Rachman. He says, many people live with kindness against Hashem. They have kindness, they have complaints with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they feel that they've been put through, that Hashem has put them through Yisurim. He says, the truth is, if we only thought and we only realized that many of the small things in life that are hard for us, and the difficulties we have in life and with other people. He says the truth is that because of things that we've done, really Hashem could give us, God forbid, Hashem could give us a big, big clap. But instead, what does Hashem do? He breaks down the big clap into little yisurim lach, into little aggravating things in life. Instead of chas shalom, something terrible happening, a lot of aggravating things, little aggravating, annoying things that happen with people and in life. And he says the marshal of the king, it's a famous marshal, that the prince was judged, it was decided that the prince was guilty, and he had to be punished, that there should be a huge boulder that should be thrown at him. And the king, Brachme Hamelech al Benoi, so what did the king do because of his love for his child? Yes, that gezeira had to be carried out, that big boulder had to be thrown at the kid, but the king went and he broke down the boulder into tiny little pebbles, and he threw little pebbles. Sure, the pebbles hurt, and they're annoying. He said, but a person, in the Yisurim that a person has, the annoying things in life, he says, to see the toiv in that Hashem Baruch is doing, every annoying thing is a pebble. It could have been, God forbid, that you didn't have anything annoying for 30 years, God forbid, and a boulder falls on a person, chalila. He said, to be makir toiv in the Bari Olam. And he says, the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash began from what? The Meragim, which is a Bechi Shel Chinam, crying for what? For nothing. Hashem is doing toiv. Hashem is going to bring to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is going to build you a Beis HaMikdash. And the place of the Beis HaMikdash is a place where everything is Rotzif Ahava, filled with Hashem's love for the Jewish people. Everything is Toiv. Everything is good. And all of that was destroyed because what? Because the Meraglim came back, and everywhere they went they saw Ra. And they came back and they were crying. And the B'chiyah Shachidim, that everything is Shlech. Nothing is good. Nothing is good. And the way that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt is through our avoidance this Midah. And what we ask Hashem, every day we ask Hashem as Baruch, Hashienu, Avinu, the Kabsenu Vatsenu Managoyim, Hoydus Lashem Kachacha, Lishtaber the Sihilasacha. That Hashem Isbach should save us and should help us. Lahoydus Lacha, that we should always feel grateful to Hashem. Lishtaber Hatsenu Managoyim, Hoydus Lashem Kachacha. What does it mean? Hatsilenu Managoyim. He says there's this Goyisha cup that a Jew could have, Chasashon. We're asking Hatsilenu Managoyim. That Hashem should save us from this non-Jewish way of looking at our lives. And we should look at our lives in the way that Jews should look at their lives. Which is what? L'shtaber v'sih l'asach. Which is that our lives should be filled with, that we should see our lives as lives that are filled with opportunities to give thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. to see Hashem's toiv. That's what it means. That we should be able to save us from this crazy way of thinking, and to help us that we should feel all the toiv that Hashem is always doing for us, and in that schus that we try to work on that, when we do our best, that we should take the zeicher for all of the toivus in this world and all of the toivus in the next world, and that each and every one of us is already at the tubav, so we certainly could wish each other a ksiv and a chasim, a toivus should be a good kibbutz to you, and gashmis and a rochnis should be a yidus filled with our shpoz toivus, and we should be zeicher to sit together next time in Yerushalayim.